This is Matthew Halton C, speaking from Italy. I am speaking from an observation post near the Moro River. This OP is in the old wall of a little old town on the Adriatic. It is 25 minutes past three. 5 minutes from now...
It's 26 minutes past three, Matt.
What? Okay, thanks, Gordon. It's 26 minutes past three, it seems. 4 minutes from now, there'll be a tremendous artillery barrage laid down on the enemy positions across the Moro River from here. The barrage will continue intermittently for an hour or so, and at 4:30, our infantry, I can't say which infantry, I'm sorry, will move across the valley, across the little river and up the other side of the valley to attack the enemy positions. For a long time today, we have watched battle enough. It's quiet now, but I think you'll hear it. It's incredible that one is here watching a battle, and that one should have such a dramatic view of a battle. And on such a gorgeous day, with a warm sun and the Adriatic dancing in the light, war on such a day seems particularly tragic and unreal. Even when the enemy shells hit right on top of this OP, as they do sometimes, you'll probably hear some. It's so beautiful, I mean the view from here. The other side of the valley is an enchanting patchwork of vivid reds, greens, and yellows, like daubs of paint, like a painting by Cézanne. But the enemy is waiting there, only 2,000 to 3,000 yards away. But now I'll take the microphone outside, because it's almost 3:30. Now it's 10 minutes or so later, and I'm back inside the old wall. From the windows in this wall, I can see the gorge and the enemy positions. Right now, there's
an enemy plane up there.
A plane? That was the Canadian officer with me, Gordon Hutton of Calgary. Right now, there is action everywhere, but I can't see this enemy plane. Yes, I see him now, or rather, I see his trail. There's a white trail of vapor in the sky. It's an enemy observation plane, I suppose. It's so high that we can't see it. We can only see that clear-cut white trail of vapor. It's climbing now. It's shooting up like an enormous white comet. Gosh, it's a spectacular sight.
I don't blame it for shooting up. Can you see those four Spitfires after?
Oh, yes. Four of our aircraft are racing up at the Boche. One is going ahead to cut him off. Now they're shooting. Perhaps you can hear the bursts. I don't know. The enemy plane is diving now, like a comet diving. And now we can see it. It seems to be crashing. No, I can't see what happened. But listen to our guns now. I'll take the microphone outside again. But it's nasty out there. Every 30 minutes or so, the enemy throws a shell right at this OP. Sometimes an air-bursting shell. Every minute on this position, but the Germans get hundreds of shells every minute on theirs. The valley down there, through which our infantry have to attack, is one dense pall of smoke. We can hardly see the town of just a couple of miles away. It looks very ghostly now, perched up on its cliffs above the sea. Perhaps when I was outside the last time, 10 minutes ago or more, you could hear the sound of trucks, tanks, and cars. There is another gorge just on our left, and the vehicles are going back and forth across it in endless streams. Right now, Right now an ambulance is approaching the bridge from the other side. A shell has just exploded in front of it, off the road. But the ambulance is coming across. It's over. And there's a military policeman. Now those are men with a tough job, the MPs who stand at the bridges. Shell fire or no shell fire, to prevent traffic jams. A traffic jam down there would cost, it could ruin the battle. The MP stands there, straight and calm, as if on point duty in a city at home, stopping this vehicle and giving priority to another and waving somebody else to come through. That's a play for you down there. But it's only a backstage byplay in this terrible show, which hasn't really begun yet. The guns make a big noise, but the show really begins. The curtain rises and the play begins at 4:30, when the infantry go down into the valley, through the smoke, the fog of war, to the attack. Their job is to clear the enemy out of his first positions so that we can put bridges across the Morro River without interference from small arms fire. The sappers will be shelled tonight as they build the bridge, but at least they won't be machine gunned. It's 20 minutes later, and the barrage seems to have fallen off. Just near us, incidentally, there are 126 German prisoners. I was with them when a squadron of our medium bombers were attacking their pals. The Germans were putting up a terrific AK-AK barrage, and one of our planes was hit squarely and burst into flames in midair. The Germans cheered. They are troops of the German 90th Light Division, which was the elite of Rommel's Africa Corps in our old Libyan days. At least it was an elite, but it isn't now. The old 90th Light ain't what it used to be. Not such good soldiers, but still they're pretty good. They give us a tough fight. They fought well. It's 4:30 now. That attack is going in. The guns are shooting again. I'd better take the mic outside. Of a recording made at the Morro River front today during a tremendous shoot on the enemy positions. It's dark now and all is quiet except for the machine guns across the valley. God knows what's happening down there. Our men are down there fighting in the dark. The enemy must have been dazed and bewildered by that barrage, but still he kept firing back at us. The CBC engineers, Art Holmes and Lloyd Moore, recorded the enemy shells when they were falling right on us or near us. There were some grim moments. Generally, there was one shell on us every 30 minutes, but once there were 4 or 5 in close succession. Here is the actual recording. That was a Jerry shell which came very close. That was another. There were a few seconds between each of these 4 or 5 shells, I think it was. And that time, we heard the nasty whine, but there seemed to be no explosion. It may have been a dud. Was another. We heard the explosion of this one deep down in the valley. It had just gone over our heads and fell in the valley. And that was a very nasty one. And you could hear a little black dog barking at the shell. This is Matthew Halton of the CBC speaking from Italy.